Harper Via and Harper Audio present The Alaska Sanders Affair, a novel by Joel Dicker, translated from the French by Robert Bonono, performed by Robert G. Slade. The Day Before the Murder. Friday, April 2nd, 1999. The last person to see her alive was Louis Jacob, the owner of a gas station on Route 21. It was 7:30 in the evening when Jacob was getting ready to leave the small convenience store near the gas pumps. He was planning to take his wife out to dinner to celebrate their anniversary.
"You sure you don't mind closing up?"
he asked the young woman behind the cash register.
"No problem, Mr. Jacob."
"Thanks, Alaska."
Jacob watched her for a moment as he was getting ready to leave. She was beautiful and kind and had been a ray of sunshine in his life. In the 6 months she had been working there, she had changed him.
"And you?" he asked. "You have plans for tonight?"
"I have a date," she said, smiling broadly. "From the looks of things, it's more than just a date."
"A romantic dinner," she confided.
"Walter's a lucky guy," Jacob said.
"So, things are better between you two, then?"
Alaska shrugged. Jacob adjusted his tie while checking his reflection in the window.
"How do I look?" he asked.
"Perfect. Go on now, don't be late.
Have a good weekend, Alaska. See you Monday."
"You too, Mr. Jacob, have a good weekend."
She smiled again. He would never forget that smile. The following morning at 7, Louis Jacob returned to the gas station to open up. When he arrived, he locked the door to the store behind him so he could get ready to receive the first customers. Suddenly, he heard frantic knocking on the glass. He turned and saw a jogger, her face twisted with terror. She was screaming. He ran to open the door. The young woman threw herself at him, shouting,
"Call the police! Call the police!"
That morning, the future of a small New Hampshire town was about to change. Prologue. Concerning the events of 2010. The years 2006 to 2010, in spite of the triumph and the glory, are burned into my memory as trying times. They were unquestionably a period of great upheaval. So, before I embark on the story of Alaska Sanders, found dead on April 3rd, 1999, in Mount Pleasant, New Hampshire, and explain how, in the summer of 2010, I became involved in an 11-year-old criminal investigation, I must briefly return to my personal life at the time, especially my burgeoning career as a writer. This had taken off with a bang in 2006, when my first novel sold millions of copies. Barely 26 at the time, I became part of the very small club of rich and famous authors and was propelled to the summit of American letters. But I was soon to discover that glory was not without its consequences. Those who have been following me since my early career know how the immense success of my first novel would destabilize me, leading to a breakdown and writer's block, the crisis of the blank page. Failure. Then there was the Harry Kuber affair, which you have certainly heard about. On June 12, 2008, the body of Nola Kellergan, who had disappeared in 1975 at the age of 15, was exhumed from the garden of Harry Kuber, a titan of American letters. The case affected me deeply. Harry was my former college professor, but most important, my closest friend at the time. I found it hard to accept his guilt. Alone against the world, I crisscrossed New Hampshire to conduct my own investigation. And although I was finally able to prove Harry innocent, the secrets I uncovered destroyed our friendship. Based on that investigation, I wrote my second book, The Truth About the Harry Kuber Affair, which was published in the autumn of 2009 and whose runaway popularity firmly established me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?